This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Hi, this is Mark Cook reporting from AOPA Expo 2008. Standing in front of the JPI booth with Larry Elbert, we're going to catch up with what's new from the company and talk about some pilot techniques that can help save some fuel. But first of all, what's new with the company and the instruments for the show?
Well, we are showing our EDM 930, which is a primary replacement for all your engine gauges in a piston plane, and we've got a growing list of STCs, aircraft that are on our approved list, and people are interested in that. And following Oshkosh, we've had a price decrease, so it's now very affordable with a full instrumentation package. Then our EDM 960, which is for the twin, we are demonstrating it here. We're in the midst of our FAA approval process, and we expect to, in a few months, get approval for primary replacement of engine gauges in a twin.
So this joins all of course, your what you might call your legacy gauges, your 3 1/8 inch gauge or 2 1/4 inch gauges for aftermarket engine monitoring and certified airplanes that are. We also see them in many experimentals. As I understand it, one of the real features is some software that allows pilots to run Linepeak EGT for economy. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have, in addition to our Rich of Peak leaning feature, which has been, traditional, people now want to run their engines in the Lean of Peak mode. So we've got the Lean Fine mode set for Lean of Peak, where we start out and we put it into the Lean of Peak mode. We lean our engine, and it's going to tell us when each cylinder reaches peak. It does that. When the first cylinder reaches peak, our graphics invert and become what I call the icicle gauge. And each bar is 5 degrees as it drops from peak. So the top of the lines are, top of the bars are the peak, and they drop down. You see on a six-cylinder engine, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth. When the last peaks, the display switches over to that last peak, displays the word richest, because that's the richest of the cylinders. And it then displays a number, which is the degrees below peak on that EGT. Now, when you have a certain brand of injectors, GAMI injectors, for example, they have a recommendation for setting the mixture at so many degrees below peak, say, for example, 50. Our gauge allows you to get to that point very quickly. In our demo here, we stopped at 8 degrees below peak. If I continued leaning until it read 50, I'd stop, and I'm there, and that's it. Furthermore, when we have the fuel flow integrated in our system, the fuel flow is also read on the same line in the display. But when I hold in this right-hand lean fine button, I get a display that shows on the right a number, a small number hopefully, that is the difference in fuel flow between the first to peak and the last to peak, the spread, if you will, of the fuel flow. And when that number is below a gallon an hour, that means that we have a pretty good balance. And below a half a gallon an hour, that's a very good balance. When it's above a gallon an hour, then it's like marginal for doing lean of peak work. What this does for us is, when it's a low number like that, we can set almost any of the cylinders lean of peak, and they're all pretty much the same way. If we continued leaning, well, you wouldn't just get a stumble. They just all stop at the same time. So we don't want to do that. But the gauge allows us to set as close to that as we want to without interrupting the engine operation. When we fly our Mooney across country from California to Oshkosh, we do that, twice a year, once there and once back, we wind up getting only one fuel stop, like at Scott's Bluff. And we do that by leaning out lean of peak about 40 to 50 degrees. We wind up with about a 9 gallon an hour fuel burn in this Mooney. We're at 11,500 feet. And we get excellent fuel economy, and it allows us just to make the one fuel stop, and we have plenty of reserve. So,
well, that's good for saving money every hour that you fly, but you know, one of the things in terms of maintenance of an airplane is kind of watching trends and trying to watch what the engine is doing over time. I understand that the EDM 800 has integrated data logging and trend monitoring, if you will, through software. Tell us a little bit about that.
Exactly. We supply our unit complete with data memory on every unit. It's 700, 800, 760, the 930s. They all have the data monitoring. And we also have a program which we give away free, which not only downloads the data into your computer from the unit, but will also provide meaningful graphs and allow you to get the digital data in spreadsheet form, and also has a lean report mode, where when you use a lean find mode correctly on the unit, it stores the data in a way that actually amplifies the lean find results. It switches to a faster speed once a second. It switches to a more precise resolution, 1 degree, so that when we get the nice graphs, we can do an accurate plot of where the cylinders peaked and at what fuel flow, and it even will output a digital report that, for example, GAMI would take and allow you to adjust your settings.
So the pilot then, the owner, can maintain that over the life of the engine and be able to spot differences from flight to flight or over the last 100 hours or something like that by comparing data from various flights.
Exactly, yes. And that's an important point, Mark. When you're using this, you download the data periodically. The storage in the units are anywhere from 15 hours to 25 hours before it will fill up and start overriding. So if I download on a 10 to 15 hourly basis, I won't miss anything. Now if something happens, if I start hearing a hiccup, I can go back in the data and look to see, well, was anything starting up? Am I seeing any trends in the cylinder, temperature getting high, or EGTs falling off or getting too high? I had an occurrence where in our 182 we put in an injected engine, and I did the lean find mode, and I looked at the spread, and I was seeing 1.5 gallons an hour instead of the 0.5 gallon an hour. I was able to go back and look at the EGTs and see that one cylinder had a high EGT at some point. And sure enough, we changed out the injector and resolved the problem.
And that's something you get out of the data. That's terrific. Well, thank you, Larry, for the update. That's a great little primer on how these work. This is Mark Cook, been reporting from AOPA Expo 2008 with Larry Elbert of JPI.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.